David Gately's got the early word on the weekend punt. This is Gator's Game Plan.
It's a good morning to you, Gator. There's plenty to look forward to once again right across the country with the Goodwood in Adelaide, the Doomben Cup up there in Queensland, and some terrific racing back here at Flemington on Saturday. And it's also a pretty handy meeting in Sydney also on a Saturday afternoon as we head back to Rose Hill.
I agree with all that. Fantastic racing. Zaki with the stranglehold, obviously, up north, but the Goodwood much more open.
Get your questions in quickly for Gator. 0416 90 50 52. We'll start to ask them straight away after we go through our key KPIs at our selection meeting here, as we always do on a Thursday. We need to know the best bet, the key horse for the weekend, Gator.
Look outside of Star Patrol, who's $1.70, looking for one in black figures. I think Quintello can win again. Race 9, number 13. She's stakes class. Mare, she stays down in the weights. It was a bit awkwardly, but I think with a touch of luck, she can win again. So race 9, number 13, our key cinnamon.
So that's in Sydney too, isn't it?
Correct, wait.
Yep, Rose Hill, race 9, number 13, Quintello. You can get around $2.40. What was the most difficult race for you to work out this weekend, Gator?
Look, it had a few mates, but race 3 at Flemington is a terrific race. You've got some pretty strong form through Flash Feeling. It was such an impressive winner last week. Did beat Glint of Hope a couple of runs ago and Jungle Magnate. And, big finish and win last time. You got Secret Glamour coming back from a couple of bog tracks, probably on her wrong leg. Blushing Tycoon through the same form as Flash Feelings Intertwined. Power of Song, not sure where Villardon lands. Been a massive weekend for Dual Acceptors, but it was a challenging race anyway. I landed on Flash Feeling again. I think it was too good a win last week to ignore.
It was a big win, wasn't it? Down the outside, and she just showed her class. It was a really good day for Johnny Sadler. Do you see her doing the same thing, flashing down the outside?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to think 2000 will pull the horse up off that. What I think adds merit to the win was, outside of this horse, everything else pretty much held its spot. You know, it's pretty much on pace race. So I think when you see that, I think, as I say, it adds merit to the win.
Your D-Day horse, Gator.
Look, I think it's cool. You know, he's been good both runs back without a ton of luck. He looks really promising early doors and not through much fault of his own. he hasn't won a race for a while, but hopefully he gets into the field. Third up to 1,800. McNeil taking over. Looks a good race for him. It's time to stand up.
Yeah, listening to Tony McAvoy this morning with Michael Felgate, he's happy, really happy with Coolthy. Felizzi hasn't had much luck this preparation, but he's been teasing us for a little while, hasn't he, Coolthy?
Yeah, he has, he's had a number of little issues over the journey, and but two runs back have been very good. He draws better than a couple of key rivals here, and should be able to find a good spot clear around. If he's good enough, he'll win.
Your highlight over the weekend?
I think it's a listed straight six. You know, we're looking at Flemington and Rose Hill. Obviously, the Goodwood's a fabulous race. And Zaki is up north and, it's a world-class racehorse. Focusing on our two states that we do this segment, I'm going to go with that straight six race at Flemington. Great to see Front Page back to his brilliant best at Wagga. He ran fast time. He thrashed a horse called High Stranger, who's here, when he won a similar sort of race a couple of preps ago. And It's Our Time comes off a forgive run last time. He was terrific first up. And I think he can turn the tables back on Ranting. So they're my two in the listed straight six, which is the highlight. It's Our Time in Front Page and the two I want to back.
Yeah, question without notice, Gator. If Front Page went to the Goodwood, would he be competitive? Do you think that he would be in your calculations for a race like that?
I think the pressure of that sort of race is a whole different gravy, isn't it? So, you know, obviously In the Boat scratched. But you look at that field within the boat, Sabre to Excel, you know, some proper speed runners up front would have made his task really challenging. I think the scratching of In the Boat would have helped him. I think he's sort of a first four hope.
0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation with Gator's Game Plan. We'll get stuck into your questions now. Morning, boys. Is Gator give Extreme Warrior a good chance in the Goodwood?
Yeah, top pick for me. I think he was a good solid win first up. Look, I was probably expecting a little more, but he was first up off a bit of a break, had a few setbacks and some trials. So I think he'll take a lot of benefit from that. And the interesting one is General Bow meets him much better at the weight. and he's a massive price compared to him. So, but I'm probably putting all those three-year-olds in my quaddie, but Extreme Warrior is my top pick.
It was interesting listening to Tony McAvoy this morning regarding, you got some up-and-comers that are stepping up to Group 1 level basically for the first time in the Goodwood, but he believes that the punters might be forgetting about the two horses that have been there, done that at Group 1 level, and Behemoth and Savage to Excel, who's around a $16 chance, Savage to Excel and Behemoth at $7.50. Do you think that they've been underrated by the market, Gator?
Well, I think the advantage to Savage to Excel is the scratching of In the Boat.
Yeah.
Because now he looks the leader. Okay, he struggled at Stale, but so did Lombardo and a few of those on a shifty track. Plus, you know, I heard Tony say he had pulled up with the thumps. That'll slow you up. A good tough effort last time. He was very good winning this last year, albeit a bit of a leader sort of track. And his last run, again, he found a leader's track. But I don't take that away from him. I think he's a key hope here at a big price. Now that other leader's out of the race. And Behemoth did enough first up. He was good, in fact, given the pattern of the day through that same race, and drops 3 kilos. So I wish it was 1,300 for him, not 1,200, but I think he's in the game as well.
Jackson from Noosa wants to know, g'day Jackson, could you ask Gator, how come we have classes 1, 2 and 3, etc. racing and benchmarks 64, 72, 84, 100, etc.? Why isn't it just one universal system in Australia, and how do they relate to each other, i.e. where does a class 2 fit into benchmark racing? Well, class 1 is basically between like it's sort of a benchmark 58 is a class 1 in a way, isn't it, Gator?
Yeah, it's a bit more intricate than that. But yeah. Look, I think they used to do that, didn't they, back in my much younger day. They used to just be made in class 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
yeah.
Open grade, and then into stakes grade. So it is much more convoluted now. So you can be in a benchmark 58 and have won 5 races, probably get a lot of weight, but you can't be in a class 1 if you've won 5 races because it's only eligible for horses that have won 1 race. And then 2 races for a class 2, et cetera. So that's the difference. So, look, in theory, those races, the class 1, class 2, are probably of lesser depth. But, you know, just because of the fact that horses have only been able to win 1 or 2 races, now that can easily be offset by, you might find a race at the class 2 with a stack of horses on the upward trajectory and a benchmark 58 with 6 runners that have won 5 races, but they are all at the end of their camp, you know, towards the end of their career. So it's a bit tricky, but you just have to take each race on its merit, I think.
Gator, what's your thoughts on Extremely Lucky? And have you done Morpheville Race 2 on Saturday? Looks the class runner there. Usually it takes you a couple more days because you're too busy doing Sydney and Melbourne.
Look, I think she's a really good mare. Yep. I'm a huge fan of her, him. His sectionals first up were outstanding. I was on him last time in the Group 2. The leader, Ceredes, just got away with murder, 12 lengths below average, and he didn't find much luck. I think he ran really well again. He just comes back to 1,050 was the only query, otherwise he would have been the bet of the day.
Got about a minute and a half, Gator, before we say goodbye, so we'll rip through these questions. Gator, I'm a fan of the Inferno. I think he's a proper Group 1 turn of foot type of horse. Inside Gate, a little negative. What do you think ahead of the Goodwood?
Yeah, it needs a good ride. Lucky he's got a terrific rider on in Mark Zara. He was very good, wasn't he, in the Mackay Stakes. He's probably the best run in the race, given the pattern of the day. Gets to 1,200, winning, hopefully.
How does Star Patrol get beaten, Gator?
Oh, he'd probably have to fall over.
Yeah.
And I think he'd stand up and still beat him.
He's a proper horse, isn't he? He produced like a Group 1 performance the other day there at Flemington. So looking forward to seeing what he can do again on Saturday. What's your parlay this weekend, Gator?
Let's go to Rose Hill, Race 6. A filly called Dynasties. You bet Gypsy got S last time.
Yes.
Race 9, number 13 is Quintello, who we've touched on. Into Race 10, a horse called Sky Wolf, who's around a $4 mark. So parlay 3 means they all have to win this week. We didn't get a decent collect last week if you shopped early. This week, they all have to win, though. Dynasties, Quintello, Skywolf.
So race 6, number 6, Dynasties. Race 9, number 13, for your best bet, Quintello. And race 10, Skywolf is number 13 You're a star gator. We'll catch up with you for a more comprehensive look, of course, with the Melbourne Form Panel on Saturday morning from 8. Then we'll go through the Rosehill card and get your specials in Adelaide and Brisbane as well as you lead the charge for the Interstate Hour.
Let's do it. Thanks, mate.
You're a good man, this David Gately. That's his game plan on this Thursday.